This is episode 85 of Our Modern Heritage, your strategies for navigating your family culture. I'm your host, Jody Chafee. So it's been a little while since I've done an episode. I've had some stuff going on with our family. We are relocating to Michigan from our home here in Virginia. And so we are sad to be leaving our home, but we are on to new adventures. And I will be doing an episode in the future to tell you more about what's going on and why we're moving and the choices that we've made that have led up to this decision. And why this decision is so important to our family's culture. So that's going to come in a future date. But what I wanted to talk about today is, as we're preparing to leave, it's been really interesting. We really like our neighborhood, our little cul-de-sac here. And, you know, when we first moved in, there's this one neighbor who was the first person to introduce herself. And, you know, she was the first person that walked up to meet us and welcome us to the neighborhood and make sure we exchange phone numbers and let us know about the things happening in the neighborhood and things. And she was this neighbor that she did that for all of the neighbors. And so she had everybody's information, and she would always send out like group texts to check in on everybody or to pass around some news or welcome people to the neighborhood and things like that. And maybe that sounds a little nosy, but no, she was really tactful and she was really cool about it. And she always tried to make sure that everybody felt welcomed. And their family was so cool because over the time that we've spent here, they would host cookouts in their backyard and barbecues and, you know, get out the cornhole and just have all kinds of fun activities and things for the kids to do and tons of food. And like they hosted an Easter party and a Memorial Day party. And every year in Halloween that we were here, they would have a table out in front of their house, or they would have treats and hot dogs and snacks and things for the kids in our neighborhood. Because in just a little cul-de-sac, we had like 15 kids. And so it was really cool that she was always very mindful of that and always very mindful of, you know, just bringing everybody together. And so that was really cool that she made an effort to really try to unite our little neighborhood so that we could get to know each other and become friends. And I mean, we were a little bit skeptical at first, just because coming from Northern Virginia, we just didn't really have the same kind of experience in the North as we have in the South. People are just a lot nicer here and just a lot more welcoming. And so it was just really cool to have that experience, even though at first we were kind of like, whoa, what's going on? You're being kind of nosy, or we don't want to go and be social. We're kind of private and quiet people. But she made sure that we were welcome. And so it was really through these experiences over the last couple of years that we've lived here that actually our little neighborhood, we were really starting to warm up to each other and, you know, feel like we're not just neighbors, we're friends, and we look out for each other, and we always see each other's kids out on the streets, and we know when somebody's home or away or, you know, whatever. And so it was really cool that over the last couple of years that we've been here, that neighbor has been very mindful and conscientious about making sure that everybody feels invited and included and hosting these things. So recently I had a discussion with somebody about the importance of how we share love with each other, how someone knows that we love them. There's all these theories about five languages of love, five love languages, whatever. And there's so many things that we can do to show love and also unity. And, you know, the five love languages are acts of service, affirmations, touch, gifts, and quality time, I think, right? And so, but then I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about what are the ways that we as a family can strengthen and show our love for each other. And in this conversation, the person talking had shared about how she has a son who's a missionary and has spent the last 2 years with other missionaries, sharing their time, dedicating their time and efforts to preaching and serving and things like that. And how her son was looking at all these people that he spent the last 2 years with and really felt a camaraderie with them and like a brotherhood and sisterhood with the sisters, you know, things like that. And how there was really like this unity and camaraderie that he felt. And it made me think back on the time when I served a mission for my church, and that those people that I served with, I primarily served with other women, and those women will always be my friends. They will always be those people that I look to that I will think back on that time and always feel that love and connection with them. And it's kind of funny, but when I first got home from my mission, I was watching The Lord of the Rings and the final movie of the trilogy. After Frodo and Samwise Gamgee have put the ring in the volcano and they've made their way back to the Shire. And the Shire was basically untouched from the war, like everything that they endured. Like they really had no idea that any of it even happened. But these four little hobbits are sitting at a table in this pub and they're looking around going, wow, these people have no idea what we just went through. I just started like bawling after seeing that because I just thought, oh my gosh, that's how I feel right now. Like nobody here has any idea the emotional and spiritual trauma almost in a way that I'd gone through for the last 18 months of my life. I mean, it was a good kind of trauma, but it was also, you know, it was a lot of growth and it was a lot of hard experiences and struggle and growing up that I went through as a missionary. And then feeling like, wow, nobody here really gets that. But I still knew that those sisters that I shared that time with, they would get it. And we would always have that contact with each other. And we would always have that about us that we would always have in common. That concept really got me thinking about family culture and what it means to strengthen our family culture. And this idea of spending time with our neighbors and also having these powerful experiences with my friends as a missionary made me realize that it's really about having these shared experiences that give us that strength and unity. And, you know, after all this time talking about family culture and learning about, you know, family traditions and having family meetings and having wholesome activities with your family and term dates or board meetings or, you know, the different things that we do as families, the traditions that we have at Christmas time or things like that, all of these things are important to have shared experiences. These are things that we do together, especially things that maybe require a little bit of sacrifice or demand a little bit of growth. I talked about this with Greg Denning in an episode recently. He talked about having epic experiences and that those are the experiences that strengthen the individual and help them to grow up. But what I think is that we can have these kinds of epic experiences as families, and that those are the things that help us to grow and to form a culture that's unique to our families, because those things are going to be the things that we will always look at each other and go, hey, remember that time when? And those times, those memories are so crucial to our family unity. And so creating those things, sitting down, talking about the things that you can do as a family. And it's like, I remember when I was a kid, we went on a road trip and I mean, I was really little. So this is like ingrained in my memory as a very powerful shared experience with my family that we went on this road trip and our van broke down. This was not planned, obviously, and I don't even remember where we broke down. It was like, to me, it felt like we were in the middle of nowhere. And while the van was being fixed, we had an impromptu camp out and we stopped at this campsite and it was like, we'd never been at a campground that had like a pool and all these other facilities and things. And this was like the coolest thing ever. And we made connections with people who were staying there for, you know, a longer time than just a couple of nights too. And it was like this crazy experience that I'll always remember. And it was, I'm sure, very challenging and difficult for my parents and stressful. But we as kids, I mean, maybe we felt that, but we also felt like, wow, this is like a new kind of experience that was unexpected and maybe a little bit trying. And we loved it. And it stretched us and it helped us to grow. There are so many different kinds of experiences that we can have that when you look back over your life and you think about those experiences that were maybe hard or things that caused you to grow up a little bit. The people who were there with you, especially if it was a good experience, they will always be your people. You know what I mean? And so this is like an ingredient of family culture that is part of your maintenance in a way. You need to keep coming back and revisiting opportunities to have shared experiences. Just like my neighbor who is so mindful and intentional about hosting these gatherings for our neighborhood. We can be like that as families to create experiences, you know, where we can grow as a family. Maybe we plan those road trips and go on hikes on these road trips, or plan just, it doesn't have to always stretch us or be stressful. It can be things that are just fun. But these kinds of shared experiences are the things that will strengthen and unite us. And so this also got me thinking about other kinds of shared experiences that unite us. There are studies that show that children who know their family history and family stories are more resilient because they know who they are and where they come from, and they feel like they belong to those people whose stories they know. And that got me thinking that these kinds of shared experiences can happen through studying our family history, reading our ancestors' stories, especially if they experienced hardship and struggle and trials, to read about their experiences. And then it's like we own those stories because they're a part of our history and our heritage. They become a part of who we are. And so they become our shared experiences with our ancestors, with our families. That is part of forming your family culture, understanding where you come from, reading your family history stories, having these shared experiences, both with our current families and with our ancestors, will strengthen and unite our families and create this culture through the bonds that we feel with these people. And so it's kind of ends up being like, oh, at the end of this these experiences, you know, we might sit around the table and look around at the rest of the world going, wow, they have no idea what we just went through, but I'm so changed by it. And I feel a brotherhood and a bond with these people that I shared this experience with. I want you to think about that, and I encourage you to think about the things that you can do that can be shared experiences with your family, with your community, with your neighborhood, things that will strengthen you all so that you can have these bonds that will unite you and create a sense of that familiarity. Because it doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to be anything that, you know, when I was a kid, there was this one time when we picked a couple of our neighbors, one neighbor in particular, who was this older man who was a widower, and we decided to do the 12 days of Christmas for him at Christmas time. And we just made these like homemade things that it wasn't anything fancy. But every day of the 12 days of Christmas, we would ring his doorbell and we would leave these little trinkets on his door. And every day he would open up the door and we would run away, you know, so he didn't know who it was. And he would just say, you know, God bless you. Thank you. And we would hear him, and we were really moved and stirred by that experience because we knew that he appreciated it, and it was exciting and it was fun. We loved doing that. And I still remember that experience as a really life-changing, character-building experience because we were serving and we were doing something that changed his life and touched his life. So it can be anything like that. Anything that could be private, it could be, you know, whatever it is that creates these shared experiences with your families, with your neighbors, with your community, so that we can intentionally and deliberately strengthen each other and the relationships that we have. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you being patient with me as I go through some changes and transitions in my business and my family life and personal life. You know, in the next few weeks, we're going to be selling our house and moving to Michigan. And so we'll be actually closer to our families. Both Michael and I are from Michigan. And so our kids will be close to their grandparents and some aunts and uncles and cousins. And so we're excited about the potential for shared experiences that we're going to have there. If you aren't already following me, go to Instagram and follow me at Family Culture Podcast, and also on Facebook at Family Culture Podcast. And I'm also on Twitter at _FamilyCulture. And you can look me up on YouTube at Jody Chafee. So thank you again for following along. Please again, like and rate and share and comment. And if you would, go into iTunes and leave a review, not just a rating, but a review. I would love to read your comments there and appreciate seeing your thoughts. I will be posting on social media very soon. I know I've been talking a lot about coping challenge that I had been building, but what I'm trying to build now is a little bit of information about how to get started with homeschooling, and also a really important course about building and developing your family culture. So keep a lookout for those things, and make sure you sign up and subscribe for the podcast. Thanks again. Remember, Mother Teresa once said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.